I'm Carol Hills in for Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. There are a lot of moving parts to the Greek debt crisis. There are the creditors who want their loans paid, the big financial institutions demanding austerity from Athens in return for a bailout, the average Greek citizens running out of cash, and the Greek politicians scrambling to deliver their latest proposal for a solution. And then this weekend, European leaders will meet to decide whether they can help Greece or not. Earlier, I asked my BBC colleague Mark Lowen in Athens what he makes of it all at this point.
Well, I suppose in a sense this is the climax of the Greek debt story, Carol. I mean, we've seen Greece in crisis and sort of on the, I think we've used the words on the edge of a cliff and on the brink time and time again. But in a sense, this really is it, because the deadline has been set by the European Union of Sunday for a heads of state summit to either agree on this final deal for Greece or to sign off on Greece leaving the Eurozone. And the absolute urgency really is that if there is no deal, then the European Central Bank cuts off its funding to Greek banks next week, which would sink the Greek banks and force Greece out of the euro. So that is why we are now talking about this absolute crunch 72 hours.
And is the ball totally in the rest of Europe's court? They decide whether they like the proposal that the Greek prime minister has put forward. It's either yes or no now from European leaders, or is there room for negotiation?
I think the time for negotiation is over, really. It is a final yes or no from not just European leaders, but also the IMF, which is a major creditor here, and the European Central Bank. But, of course, there have been a lot of negotiations in the last few couple of days. There have been various talks between Alexis Tsipras, the Greek Prime Minister, and the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, French President François Hollande. So there's been we're sort of slowly leading up to the kind of crunch 72 hours. There's been a cabinet meeting here this afternoon to get the Greek cabinet on board, and also a meeting of all the different political parties. So for the first time, actually, you have all the Greek political parties, barring the neo-Nazi Golden Dawn party, behind the government on this and agreeing on the final document, which is the kind of final saviour of Greece. What is it going to contain? Well, a mixture of tax hikes, pension cuts, but after the Greek government won the referendum last week, we're also going to have a big push by the Greek government for debt relief. Because remember, Greece's public debt is 340 billion euros. That's the equivalent of every Greek citizen owing 30,000 euros, about $40,000. Greece and the IMF and others say, look, that is simply unsustainable. So the only way we can get a deal here that will stick is for Greece to have some kind of debt relief. So I think that is what we're going to see in this final document. And it will be up to the leaders to discuss this by Sunday.
Now, you spent some time with a family. Tell us about them and their particular situation.
Well, this is a family of two public sector workers, both earning 1,000 euros per month. That's about $1,300, which the salary has been cut in half by from 5 years ago, the beginning of the crisis. They've got three little children, an 11-year-old, a 6-year-old, and a 22-month-old. And they have combated this current crisis by taking out their month's salary from the banks before the banks closed, because they sensed that something was happening. And so they are not having to queue up at the ATM machines to get 60 euros a day, as most Greeks are. They are obviously watching carefully what they buy. They say they're counting every cent. They've shelved their idea for a summer holiday this year. They're not doing a birthday party for their 11-year-old this year. So they're cutting back on what they don't absolutely need. And they are very, very worried. They are meant to be paid on Monday for the public sector, and they do not know if they will be paid in drachmas, in euros, in IOUs, or not be paid at all. So they are very concerned about what comes next week, and it is that absolutely overwhelming uncertainty which is just so paralysing at the moment. It is the fact that Greeks go to bed one evening and don't know what they're going to wake up to the next morning. Over the 5 years that I've been reporting this story, the first emotion was absolute anger, fury and rioting. Then there was depression, and now it is just that overwhelming deep uncertainty which is very, very difficult to live with, and they hope that will be resolved by Sunday.
So they're hoping that whatever package Tsipras puts forth is accepted. So Greece stays in the Eurozone.
Well, yeah, I mean, the polls show that 75% of Greeks want to stay in the Eurozone, and of that, the majority want to stay in the Eurozone, whatever the price. Nobody, no European leader, and certainly no Greek leader at the moment, wants to see Greece leaving the Eurozone. So there is still the hope that, you know, it can be pulled back from the brink.
My colleague at the BBC, Mark Lowen in Athens, thanks for speaking to us.
Pleasure.